This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we move further along in the Psalter with Psalms 53 through 55. The fool says, "There is no God. The Lord upholds my life. My heart is in anguish, but it is you." And cast your burden on the Lord. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your 15-minute daily verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Holy God, holy and most gracious Father,
have mercy and hear us.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
I believe
in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and died and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge
reading from Isaiah, chapter 54. Sing, O barren one who did not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than the children of her who is married, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your offspring will possess the nations and will people the desolate cities. Fear not, for you will not be ashamed. Be not confounded, for you will not be disgraced. For you will forget the shame of your youth, and the reproach of your widowhood you will remember no more. For your Maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. The God of the whole earth he is called. For the Lord has called you like a wife deserted and grieved in spirit, like a wife of youth when she is cast off, says your God. For a brief moment I deserted you, but with great compassion I will gather you. In overflowing anger, for a moment I hid my face from you, but with everlasting love I will have compassion on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Sing, O barren one who did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than the children of her who is married, says the Lord. So who is this barren one who did not bear? We hear quite a few of the barren matriarchs throughout the Old Testament. Sarah, Rebecca, and Rachel all fit the bill, as does the wife of Manoah and Hannah a bit later on. And yet each was given to sing and cry aloud as the Lord reversed the barrenness. God remembers the barren, and he turns their desolation into the fruitfulness of life, bearing patriarchs and prophets and judges. Then again, each of these women has already sung her praise. So I don't think Isaiah is necessarily addressing them in particular. Elsewhere, we have the promise that those who keep the commandments of our Lord and serve him only, will he bring then an end to barrenness. It says in Exodus chapter 23, but if you carefully obey his voice and do all that I say, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from you. None shall miscarry or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. Again, in Deuteronomy 7, we hear similarly, you shall therefore be careful to do the commandment and the statutes and the rules that I command you today. And because you listen to these rules and keep and do them, the Lord your God will keep you and the covenant and the steadfast love that he swore to your fathers. He will love you, bless you, and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of the ground, your grain, your wine, and your oil, the increase of your hands and the young of your flock, and the land that he swore to your fathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all peoples. There shall not be a male or female barren among you or among your livestock. So what we have is clearly a promise given to Israel that if they would just hear the word and keep it and do it, then there would be no more barrenness. Well, that's the problem, is they didn't listen, they didn't keep these words, and they certainly didn't do them. That's what led to 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. also the discipline that they underwent in the cycle of the judges, their exile and casting out by the Assyrians, and for Isaiah, most prominently here, the Babylonians. So what changes? Why is it that now our text in Isaiah 54 tells us again that they will have their barrenness undone? How is it now that they are to sing and cry aloud and rejoice? Have they kept these words? For that, we need a little more context from Isaiah. And it might help you to know that immediately preceding our reading today is that climactic suffering servant, Saul, where we find the one who had no former majesty that we should look at him, no beauty that we should desire him. Surely he's borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. That's Jesus. You know that well. That's the reversal of sin. That's the undoing of barrenness and death and exile and the restoration and the return of the people of God. It's all there in Jesus. He's the cause of their singing, their crying aloud, and the extension of their tent to make room for more. He was the one that was careful to listen and to keep and to do all of the rules and the commandments and the statutes of our Lord. He was the one that ruled and kept them all in his suffering and his death and his cross. And in him, in his cross, all barrenness, real and metaphorical. The barrenness of the womb, the barrenness that would bring forth faith, all of it is turned and undone in Christ the crucified. And it brings forth a life. In him and in his perfect love, all fear is cast aside. In him, your shame is covered. In him, all of the reproach of your widowhood is remembered no more. Your maker is your husband, Isaiah proclaims. Your husband is this crucified and risen Savior. Christ is your Redeemer. God is the one over the whole earth, and he reigns in his Son, Jesus. So everything that was just listed in Isaiah 54, all of the promises, all of the overturning of desolation, it's all found in Jesus. He's the one that endured even for a brief moment that desertion. He was like a wife deserted and grieved in spirit. He was like the wife of your youth, carried off and cast away. He underwent that overflowing anger for a moment. And for a moment, it was from him that the Father hid his face. And yet he was faithful unto death. Faithful unto death for you. And through his obedience, through his suffering and humility and taking what is yours upon himself, it is with great compassion that he was gathered up again. It is with everlasting love, as Isaiah says, that the Father had compassion on him again. And you, the Israel of God, those who were born from his pierced side, those who were once barren of faith, bearing nothing but the uncleanness of your heart, you too are found in him. And all of the barren with you, all of the matriarchs, all of Israel as a whole, all of the Gentiles, all are to be found in him. All figures of barrenness are figures of Christ and him crucified. So it goes for Jesus, it goes for Sarah, and Rebecca, and Rachel, and the wife of Manoah and Hannah, and for Israel wandering in the wilderness and cast into exile by the Assyrians and Babylonians, and for all of the Gentiles like Hagar cast off. What goes for Jesus goes for you. Death, yes, and resurrection too. So do not fear, do not be ashamed. Enlarge the place of your tent. Let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your offspring will possess the nations and people the desolate cities. The Lord is making space in you and through you and by you for more. The Lord wants more to be gathered in, and it is through you. Even in your barrenness, now turn to fruitfulness. The substance and the reality is all found in Christ, and you know this. So it's your joy, and your confidence, and your singing and crying aloud that will draw yet more into his church. For that's our Lord's will, that having crushed his own son and raised him from the grave, casting your burdens and transgressions on him, he has undone your barrenness. The two have become one flesh, and you belong to him. So sing, O barren one who did not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than the children of her who is married, says the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I cry to you, O Lord.
In the morning, my prayer comes before you.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with the Holy Spirit.
My mouth is filled with your praise.
And with your glory all the day.
Every day I will bless you.
And praise your name forever and ever.
By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name.
He redeems your life from the pit.
And crowns you with steadfast love and mercy.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who governs all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of your people, and grant us your peace through all our days. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, the giver of strength and joy, change our bondage into liberty and the poverty of our nature into the riches of your grace, that by the transformation of our lives, your glory may be revealed. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and evil,
that all my fruits and life may please you. For it is your hands that have been my son, my body and soul and all things.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.